Okay, here we go. Five vorts for Parshas Hazinu, Shabbos Shuvav, Tavshin Ayin Ches. Please guide Bezos Ramash Bizocha to take going from Rosh Hashanah into the first Shabbos of the year. Here we go. The first idea is on Pasuk Lamed Beis. Parak Lamed Beis, Pasuk Gimel. Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Gadol Alokeinu. When we call out to you, Kodesh Baruch Hu will say greatness, let's give greatness to your name. Rashi quotes on the spot, Rashi says that when we mention Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, we have to make sure to be also... That's what you have to make sure when you call the Kaddish Baruch Hu's name, make sure to say Baruch Hu Shema, make sure Atam Havu Gadol Lakeinu Baruch Hu Shema, make sure to bless His name. So the Sefer Otzer Torah, it's a beautiful thing. Just that this is not a question and answer type of idea. This is a very just a beautiful thing. You know, we're going to find ourselves a lot in Shul over the next 3 weeks, Bezus Hashem. And sometimes it can get a little tedious. But if we understood the importance of every Amen, or every Baruch Hu Shema, or every Amen Yesh Merab, it would be amazing. So the Sefer Otzer Torah quotes Rav Eliyahu Lapian, the Lev Eliyahu, and he quotes from the Saba of Kelm, from the altar of Kelm. And he says the following. He says that 1,000 Baruch Hu Shemos, 1,000 Baruch Hu Shemo, blessed Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, does not reach the level of importance of one Amen. 1,000 Baruch Hu Shemos don't equal one Amen, and 1,000 Amens don't even equal one Amen Yehesh Merava. And says the altar, the Saba of Kelm, 1,000 Yehesh Merabas doesn't reach one word of learned Liman Torah. He's building up, right? First, he said, when you mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, you should give greatness to him. So Rashi says, simply just make sure to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. But the altar of Kelm, quoted I think by his student, Eliyahu Lapian, says, 1,000 Baruch Hu Shmos don't equal one Amen. 1,000 amens don't even equal one amen Yehesh Merabah, and 1,000 amens don't even equal one word of Torah. So at the end of the day, we have to make sure to take every little thing seriously. The Baruch Hu Shemos, to take every amen Yehesh Merabah, and every word of Torah so seriously. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two is going to be from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So the pasuk says in Parak Lamed Beis, pasuk Chaf, Banim Lo Emun Bam. Moshe said that Hashem would say they are children who act uneducated. They are children who act uneducated. So the Bava Shabbi wants to understand why Daka the Kadosh Baruch Hu talk about, why does he refer to us as being children? Why does the Moshe mention us to being children? I think this could be something very deep. It's especially a nice message going into Rosh Hashanah, especially going now into Asar Simi Tshuva. And he says the following: by referring to us to us as his children, Hashem let it be known, says the Rebbe, that he would never ever sever his relationship with us, and we can never sever our relationship with him. Says the Rebbe, just as parents can never break themselves from their children, children can never break themselves from their parents. The relationship between parents and their children is so essential, so strong, that no matter how seriously it may be tested, the final result, it will always come, any behavior that might seem to threaten it. At the end of the day, a father's love for his child, a mother's love for their children, doesn't matter what they've done, a child and parent relationship is unbreakable, right? When someone chasrim gets divorced, that the ex-husband, ex-wife, you gotta get finished. But we are Kodesh Baruch Hu's children. It's an internal connection, an eternal relationship with their Bodhisattva. I think something very important to remember, especially going to Rosh Hashanah, it could be more of a din day. You have to remember that before Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malkeinu, he's also Avinu. He's Avinu, and then he's Malkeinu. And we're gonna actually see a remez for Rosh Hashanah in their third idea brought to us by the Baal Turim. If you look in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Tes, the pasuk says, "Ruata ki ani Yehu ve'ena l'kimi madi." See now that I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu, no God is with me. Vani amis v'achiyam machasi v'ani erpa. I put to death and I bring life. I strike down and I will heal. And this is the vort. Ve'ein miyadi matzil. And there's no one who rescues from my hand. Rashi says on the pasuk ve'ein miyadi matzil. What does this mean? Ve'ein miyadi matzil haposhim bi. The one who do chotam. The one who sinned against me. There's no one who could save them. Says the Baal Turim, the word miyadi, from my hands, is the same gematria as din, 64. Miyadi 64, din is 64. What's the message, says the Baal Turim? She'en nitzol miyom adin. At the end of the day, someone who sins, they're not going to be saved in yom adin. Someone who's in their lives, they're not wanting to get better. At the end of the day, their yom adin is going to come and it's not going to be a yom adin. But we tell Kadosh Baruch Hu that we want to do better. At the end of the day, we actually are good. as Rabbi Nachman writes in Tinyana Zayin, that Klai Yisrael is so far away from sin. We might do sin sometimes, but the essence of a Jew is so far away of sin. Sometimes the Gemara says in Sota, Ruach Shtuspo, an evil spirit comes in, and then unfortunately that's what gets us to sin. But our essence is good. But says the Baal Tzum, a very simple idea, no one from my hand will be saved. And he says, Miyadi is Gematria Din, but they won't be saved from Yom HaDin. Beautiful idea. Moving on to our fourth idea, also now coming from the Lubavitch Rebbe, our second Lubavitch Rebbe for the evening. The Pasuk says, in Perek, Lamed Beis, Pasuk Mem Zayin, Ki lo davar reikum mikem, ki hu chayechem. Moshe is talking to the Klai Yisrael, and he's talking about the Torah. He says, the Torah is not an unrewarding pursuit for you, rather it's your very life. And sometimes the Rebbe says an amazing idea. Sometimes people think you learn Torah to have intellectual discussions, and it's so beautiful, the nafkaminas, and it's great. But we have to understand that the Torah is actually it's our ways, it's our map, it's our guideline to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Torah contains all the instructions and lessons that every individual needs in order to live their life. The Torah is our life. And if we sometimes need hadracha, we don't know what the Torah has to say about them, we have to reach out to people who do, says the Rebbe. Ki lo davar hu mikan ki hu chayechem. Torah means that has every answer in it. That means if we don't see something in the Torah, we have to go to Talmid Chachamim to ask them for advice. Because Talmid Chachamim are influenced by Talmud Torah. Not only just knowing the knowledge, but when a Jew learns Torah, that affects their mind, that affects everything. It says the Rebbe, at the end of the day, for some reason we are not sure what the Torah requires for us in a specific situation, we must consult Talmid Chachamim, who have learned from their own teachers and how to correctly apply the Torah's wisdom to our lives. That's what's meant, Ki lo davar hu reik mikem ki hu chayechem. It's mamash, our ways, it's our guideline, it's our life to the Rabbanu Shalom. And that's what we said, all the Sfarim say. You know, we're talking about tshuva now, especially in Asheret Tzemei Tshuva. What's the first thing we say in Hashivinu Avinu L'Sorasecha? By talking about the bracha in Shmoneh Esrei Tshuva, Hashivinu Avinu L'Sorasecha. The first way to be able to do tshuva is Davka Torah Secha, is Davka learning Torah. Through learning Torah, through keeping the Torah, through connecting ourselves to Talmid Chachamim, which reminds me of a word that we said earlier in the week from Rav Tzadok. Why do we wish someone's in a year Shana Tova Mesuka? Just say Shana Tova. What's Shana Tova Mesuka? So Rav Tzadok says is that Tova, referring to the Gemara and Brachos on Daf Hey, Tova is referring to Torah. Is when you refer to someone to a Shana Tova, Shana Tova Mesuka, you tell them they should have a sweet new year filled with Torah, filled with Torah, Talmud Torah, with learning Torah. And through with keeping Torah. Beautiful idea from Rav Tzadok. Finally, last and final idea. This idea is going to come from the Nesiva Shalom on the whole essence of Shabbat Shuvah. And the Nesiva Shalom writes in Chelek Beis so beautifully. He writes, why is it that the Shabbat Shuvah is so special? He says, first, you should know that Shabbos, every Shabbos of the week throughout the year, is the ultimate day to do tshuva. And he says that Shabbos even stands for the Pasuk, Shabbos Botav, Shabbos Botashav, Shabbos, the day of rest, the day of returning. So at the end of the day, the Siva Shalom writes from the Svarim, Medrash says, the Pasuk says in Shir Hashem, Ani Yeshena Velibi Er. I am sleeping, but my heart is awake. And the Medrash says, Ani Yeshena, I'm sleeping. When does that refer to? During the week. You're so busy during the week. Velibi Er, when is your heart awake? Your heart is awake on Shabbos Kodesh. When a person is involved in the Kedusha of Shabbos Kodesh, you're fully much, much more connected to the rest of the week. Much more connected than the rest of the week. You know, Aser Simechua, we're going to go back to work, we're going to go back to school, this and there are so many things, but Shabbos comes, at the end of the day, we don't have anything, just us and the Rabbanu Shalom. And finally, the Nesiva Shalom writes, it's a very long piece, but I just want to quote one last thing from the Nesiva Shalom. He writes an amazing klal from Yeronis and Eibshitz, the Yarus Tavash. Yarus Tavash says there's 7 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. There's 7 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Why? He says an amazing thing. He says that every single day in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we have a chance to fix all the sins from that day. Meaning, the Monday of Aser Simei Tshuva, when we try to learn Torah and try to be good Jews, and we learn, we daven, we were giving people, we're fixing all the Mondays of the year maybe that we weren't so good. And on the Shabbos of Aser Simei Tshuva, we're fixing all the Shabboses that maybe we spoke about things we shouldn't have spoken about. Or whatever it was. And the Wednesday of Aser Simei Tshuva, they're dafka fixing all the Wednesdays. And that's why it says the Yaros Tavash, we're fixing every single day mamish of all the years, all the days of the year that we've sinned. Every single day of Aser Simei Tshuva fixes. So Shabbos, you're fixing all the Shabbos from the year. And finally, the Nesiva Shalom quotes, and he quotes from one of the Sfarim Rebbe's. He writes that one moment of Shabbos is equal to countless hours during the week, And the tshuva done of Shabbos is the tshuva is much greater than the tshuva during the rest of the week. The tshuva done in Shabbos is mamish on a much higher level. So let's just review these five final ideas. We start from the Rav Eliyahu Alpian and the pasuk Kishem Hashem Nikra, Kishem Hashem Nikra, Halo Gadol Elokeinu. And we said from Rav Eliyahu Alpian who quoted the altar of Kelm that 1,000 Baruch Hushamos don't even equal one Amen, and 1,000 Amens don't even equal one Yamen Yeshmer Rabba. And 1,000 Amen Yeshmer Rabba is only equal one word of Torah. We have to make sure to take every single Amen, every Baruch Shema, every Amen Yeshmer Rabba, every Talmud Torah very seriously. Moving on to idea number two. Lava Trevi says, Hashem's children. Why are we known as Hashem's children? It's the ultimate connection. No matter what we do, we could always come back to the Rabbeinu Shem. It's an eternal relationship. It's an eternal connection to Kadosh Baruch. The Baal terms says, on the words of Yei Miyadi, Matzil, Miyadi's Gematria Din. At the end of the day, Yom Din comes, everything comes in front of the Rabbeinu Shem. The fourth idea, the Lava Trevi says, Ki Yuch Hayechem, the Torah is our guide to life. Such as something that we learn for intellectual gymnastics. It's our chias. And when we don't know what to do, We have to seek out Talmid Chacham who do know what to do, who have been influenced by the wisdom, by the Kedusha of Talmud Torah. And finally, the Siva Shalom says, the Kedusha of Shabbos Tshuva, every single day of Aser Simchat Tshuva is a day of Tshuva, fixing the whole year. But Dalka Shabbos Tshuva is the ultimate Tshuva for the entire year, for all the Shabbatos. And the Tshuva done on Shabbos Kodesh, the Siva Shalom quotes one of the earliest Svarim Rambam, the Tshuva done on Shabbos is greater than all the other Tshuvas. Why? Because during the week, says the Siva Shalom, right, it's ani yishena. I'm sleeping. You're busy. This and that. The libi air. When is your heart awake? Your heart awakes on Shabbos. Shem zochem et Hashem to take these lessons of amen yesh me'aba and all the mains of brachos shemos. Remember, and always remember Kadosh Baruch Hu's children to take, to make sure, to be able to go into the Yom Adin with this ava, with this simcha, with this yira, to be able to make sure that the Torah is our guide to life. And number five, to be able to make sure that Shabbos Shuva is the ultimate day of Shuva for the entire session of Shuva. Ushbe Zochem, Rav Hashem, Tzilich Simatova, Gudgu Ben Shir, and Bez Hashem, a great year of Simcha and Bracha and Kulu Kedusha.